How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Nun Beis, Daf 52 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends, your friends. So yesterday we were talking about, I think the day before Oichit, we were talking about Onah. My understanding is that we're going to be talking about Onah until the end of the Perek, I think, maybe? I don't know. I think the article said it was going to... Yeah, I see that there's some more in Onah stuff coming up. Anyways, we're still talking about Onah, Lemaise. Yeah, we're talking about Onah with, like, coins. Basically, like, you know, so we talked about overcharging for, like, merchandise or whatever. What if you have a coin? Let's say you have, like, a quarter. Quarter is 25 cents, but it gets worn down. And now, like, you know, the silver content is, like, less and, like... Whatever, the value of the coin is actually not worth what it was originally. It's worth less. It's gotten worn out over time. So you know, at what point is like, okay, this coin is simply just not worth what it's supposed to be worth. Oh, okay, I got to keep that in mind. Right. All right. All right. Right. Okay, got to keep that in mind. All right, where are we? Okay, so, that's right. Okay, so, where are we? Oh, Givaldik, so we're at the Mishnah. We're talking at the Mishnah, and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah. Kamatei asela chaseiro velo yehe ba onoyo. So, okay, so if you have this coin, and the coin's getting, like, worn out, so after how much wearing out, do we already have to be concerned about Onah? I mean, importantly, the Gemara is going to be Medayik and the Lashon of the Mishnah, right? Kamatei asela chaser velo yehe ba Onah. You know, sort of what's the max Onah there could be, and there still would not be an issue of Onah that the coin is being purported to me to be more valuable than it actually is. So I'll tell you outside. This is a three-way machlokas. Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, and Reb Shimon. Reb Meir says 1/24. Reb Yudah says 1/12. And Reb Shimon says 1/6. Okay? So Reb Meir, Mrs. Reb Meir. Arba Isaros Isur Ledinar. Okay, so four. You see, that's why I just told you outside first. It's 1/24, 1/12, and 1/6. But basically, it's two Isurs in a Pundion, two Pundions in a Ma'a, six Ma'a in a dinar, to dinar in a shekel, to shekel in a sela, which betza means that there are 96 isers in one sela. So 4 isers per sela is 96 divided by 4, which is 24. So it's 1/24. And also, since there are, so we said 4 isers per sela, but there's also 4 dinars in a sela. So 4 dinars in a sela, if you divide 4 dinars in 4, so 1 dinar would be 1 isser, right? Meaning if it's 4 issers per sela, and it's 4 dinars in a sela, so 1 dinar would be the a quarter of the number of dinars, and also a quarter of the number of issers, so 1 isser per dinar, or 4 issers per sela, if that makes sense. Well, it does make sense if you get it, if you understand it. So Remer Omer Arba Isar, so basically 4 Isars per Sela, Isar la Dinar, or in other words, 1 Isar per Dinar, because after all, there are 4 Dinars in a Sela, so anyways. So 1/24, Reb Yehuda Omer Arba Pundionos, Pundion la Dinar, okay, so Reb Yehuda says it, the same thing, but in terms of Pundions, and a Pundion is twice as much as a Dinar, so Be'etzem, it's 1/12, and Reb Shimon Omer, Shmona Pundionos, Shnei Pundion Ledinar, twice as much as that, which is 1/6. Okay, so 1/24, 1/12, and 1/6. Fine. Ad Mosai! And then until when Mutter Lehachzir, until when, you know, so if you received such a coin, what's the window that you have to be able to return it? To get a different, to say, hey, I don't want this coin. So, if you live in a city, Well, in the city, there are money changers. So the amount of time that it takes to run to a money changer to find out if this coin is no good. Bikfari, but in the villages where there aren't money changers around, ad ayve shabbosis until erev Shabbos, right? So meaning an erev Shabbos, when you do your shopping for Shabbos, so then you'll have an opportunity to spend this coin, and if there's an issue with it, you'll be told by the storekeeper. So in the villages, you have until then. Imhoye makira, okay. I think I was going to ask about this, but imhoye makira, if he recognized it, I guess the person who gave the coin initially, if he recognized the coin, so you'd have to receive it even a year later. And he might be, you know, he might huff and puff a little bit, but okay, what can I tell you? If it's a no good coin, it's a no good coin. And a person who has such a coin, it's going to be really the subject of tomorrow's daf. Okay, but a person who has such a coin can use it for Maiser Sheni Ve'enu Choshesh, and it's no problem. You can use this coin for, if you want to be Mechal Maiser Sheni onto this coin. She'enu Ela Nefesh Ra, because only people who have a Shtikol Shmendrik in their soul, so they wouldn't accept these coins. Okay, kind of technical Mishnah. Says the Gemara, now kind of technical Gemara, Viramini, we have a contradiction. Ad kamate asel chaser v'yiyeba ono'o. And the one in our Mishnah, as I pointed out, says that how much degradation, deterioration, maybe? How much deterioration of the coin would there be and there would still not yet be ono'o? And we say 1/24, 1/12, 1/6. But now we're saying how much deterioration would there be and there would be ono'a, 1/24, 1/12, 1/6. So is 1/12, you know, are these cutoffs ono'a or not? Amar Papa says, a Papa Lokasha, it's no question. Tanididon, okay, I think this is kind of weird, this next Mishnah, this next like line or two. But I think the point is that they're both saying the same thing, Be'etzim. So Tanididon Kochoshiv Mimato Lemailo, our Mishnah is talking about from less erosion to more erosion, okay. Tanabara kochoshev milamala lamata, but the other brisa is talking about from more erosion to less erosion in the brisa, period. But I think both of them agree though that once it hits that point, then it, I can't remember. Then it would be ono at that point? I don't know. I can't really remember. What is actually Amr Papa the Olam Imalach Bahani Shire Havya Ono? Aha, so these Shire. The shirim would be ona'a. One of them is talking from less deterioration to more deterioration. The other one is talking about from more deterioration to less deterioration. Somehow they're both saying the same thing, I think. Okay. That at these points, then it would be ona'a. So, ma'ishna b'sela de plige, u'ma'ishna b'talas de plige. How come, when it comes to the coins, we see a three-way machlokas. Is it ono already at 1/24th? Maybe just 1/12th? Maybe only a sixth? And yet, when it came to the, you know, a talis or basically any other item that we were just, you know, that we've been discussing up until now, so there's no machlokas. It's a sixth, right? Although I guess we saw that there was either a sixth or a third, but like we didn't have Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda saying a 24th, a 12th. It's just, you know, it's best in the Chachom say it's a sixth. So Amar Rava says, Rava, Man Tana Talis Rib Shimon Hi. Who's the one who says in the other Mishnah that we're talking about a sixth by the Talis? Rib Shimon. But you know what? Rib Meir and Rib Yehuda would argue there as well. Abaye Amar says, Abaye Talis Ad Shtus Mochil Inish. Abaye says, no, it's actually different. No, there's an inherent difference between a garment versus a coin. That by a garment it's 1/6 versus a coin, you know, Reb Meir would say it's 1/24. How come? What's the difference? Because people are more lenient, or have more leeway, more wiggle room when it comes to a garment. Right? Omer, Abaye Omer Talis, that when it comes to a garment, Ad Shtus Machil Inish, a person is willing to kind of, you know, say it's all right, you know, I'll pay a little bit extra up to a sixth. Dami Inchek is the people say, Oshik Ligabech, you know, spend a little bit more when it comes to the clothing that you put on your back, but don't pay too much when it comes to, food, having to buy food. But when it comes to a coin, you know, a coin already, if it's kind of losing value, then already at the 24th, according to a mayor, you know, this is not something that people are going to pay extra for. You know, it's like, no, if this coin is deficient, it's deficient. I don't want it. But that's not the case. By a garment, people are kind of more forgiving when it comes to ono on a garment. All right, so there's an inherent difference according to Abai between a garment and a coin. People are less wiggly when it comes to a coin. Gufo, we said earlier, ad kamete aselach asero vihei ba ono. So how much would the coin be lacking, and then there would be ono? Remeir Omer says, Remeir Abba asiros iser ledinner. So Remeir had said 124th. Rebuta Omer, dal pundionos pundion ledinner. Rebuta had said 112th. Reb Shimon Omer says, Reb Shimon, shmone pundionos, eight pundios, shnei pundionos, pundion the dinner, 1/6. Yasser al kain. Now, if it's more than that, mochra be shiv ya. Okay, and if it is more than that, then you have to, right, I believe that means that if it is even more, 1 second. Okay, so Rashi says, Yosra al kain mocha b'shivya l'kami meforish lo yisera al kain shelo pochaso kidei ona. That if it is not yet the point of ona. So basically, if it hasn't reached this point of like a 6th or a 12th or a 24th, so then you can use it at face value, at, you know, whatever it's whatever denomination is purported to be. How deteriorated can it get and you can still hold on to it? Besela ad shekel. A sela until a shekel. Now there are two shekels in a sela. So until it deteriorates to 50% of its value, you can hold on to it. After that, you cannot. Bedinar ad rova, and by a dinar until a quarter. The question is why by a sela is it half and by a dinar it's a quarter? Okay. Pochus mikain iser, and if it's any less than this, even just an iser, also, then you can't hold on to it. Hareze loyim karenu lo letager. Don't sell it to a merchant v'lo lecharam. I think maybe like a shmendrik v'lo leharag, and not a murderer. Don't sell these coins to murderers. Because they're going to use it to exploit the other people and to trick other people. Eli kavena, pierce it, put a hole in it. V'yaslena b'tzaver b'no b'tzaver bito, and hang it from your son or your daughter's neck. That's what you should do with those coins that are too eroded. Amamai b'sela ad shekel b'dinar ad rova. We had just said that when it comes to a sela, so if it deteriorates to half its value, b'dinar ad rova, but by a dinar until a quarter of its value. Ma'ishna b'sela ad shekel, ma'ishna b'dinar ad rova. How come by a sela we're talking about deteriorating to half its value, and by a dinar we're talking about deteriorating all the way down to a quarter of its value? Amar Abaye, my rova de katani nami rova shekel. So it says Abaye, no, when it says rova by a dinar, it means a quarter of a shekel. A quarter of a shekel is half a dinar, right? There are two dinars in a shekel, so a quarter of a shekel is half a dinar. So meaning a dinar that deteriorates to half a dinar. Rova says rova dekanami. You can also infer this dekatani rova velokatani revia. That it says a quarter and not a fourth? Meaning, I think the point is that rova means rova of something else. Rova shekel in this case. Shema mina. Lomele le misalye le dinar bishekel. Now, why though are we talking about a dinar relative to a shekel? Why not just say like half a dinar? So milsak av orche kamashmelan is teaching us another thing along the way. Deika dinar de osi mi shekel. That there is a dinar that comes from a shekel. I don't really remember what that means. Let's see. Dasi mi shekel. In piches a shekel al chetzio v'nasa dinar. Okay, that if a shekel reduces to half its value and it becomes a dinar, so then you won't be able to keep it around. Okay, so I guess a dinar that becomes half its value and a shekel becomes half its value and a seller that becomes half its value. All right. Misele le rabami, that this supports rabami. Dam rabami dinar abami shekel. mutar l'kaimo, dinar abo misela osa l'kaimo. Okay, that a dinar that comes from a shekel, so half a shekel, you could still hold on to it, because only if it's less than that is it a problem. Dinar abo misela, but a dinar from a sela, which is a quarter of a sela, osa l'kaimo, you can't hold on to it. Okay? Pachos mikain osur, okay, if it's less than this, Pachos mikain isur osur, if it's less than this, even an isur, then it's osur. Maika Omar, what's it saying? Omar Abai says, Abayach Hakama, this is what it's saying. Pachos asela, yoser michde ono isur, that if a sela becomes more deteriorated than the ona'a level, even just by one isur, osur, then it's not allowed. Okay, I guess you can't use it at like its face value anymore, I guess. Okay. Fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Amale Rava says, Rava, Yachi, if so, afilu mashu nami. Well, then why are we saying if it's less than, if it's even more deteriorated by one iser, say by any amount? So, Ela Amarava, rather says, Rava, pachas asela iser ledinar. Also, Vistoma Kurameir says over that if a sela deteriorates by an Isser Ladinar, which is 1/24, also Vistoma Kurameir, which is then basically the opinion of Reb Meir. Tanan Osim, we learned over there in Kalim. Sela Shenifsela, okay, so if you have a sela that became possible, Viskina She Shokel Ba Mishkolos, and so you say, okay, well, this sela is no longer a sela, so let me use it for a scale, for a weight. Tameya, well then it's mukshir l'kavu tumah because it's a kli. Ad kama tipachos ve'irashe l'kaima, how much can it deteriorate and you can still hold on to it? L'sela, shnei dinarim. So a sela, until it becomes two dinars. Two dinars is a shekel, till it's half of its half of its value. Pachos mikain, but if it's even more deteriorated than that, yikots, then you have to destroy it. Yasser alkein mai, what if it is more than that? I guess more than the more than half of its value. So Amar Rafuna Pachos Mikain Yikots Yasu Al Kain Yikots. When it's less than half its value, you have to destroy it. When it's more than half its value, you also have to destroy it. Okay. Rabami Amar Pachos Mikain Yikots Yasu Al Kain Yikai. Rabami says no. If it's more than half deteriorated, so if it's deteriorated to more than half, so then you have to destroy it. But if it's it's less than half of its value, you have to destroy it. But if it's more than half of its value. So, meaning it's still worth more than half of its value, so then you can hold on to it. May say Rav Kasha and Rav Huna, Yosser al Kain, Mochor B'Shivya, that if its value is still more than 50% of its value, you could still sell it, at its current value. So, my lav, Shepochasa, Yosser Mikain, Michdei Ono Asa. So, doesn't that mean that if it is more than the level of Ona'a, but it's complicated. What's more and what's less? Everything is so relative. But more deteriorated than Ona'a, so it's past the deterioration levels of Ona'a, but not as deteriorated as 50%. And we're saying that you can sell it at its current value. So my lab shapach so yosem mechde Ona'a lo. Yisera, where am I? Michde ona asa. Lo, Yisera de akati lo pochasa bichde ona asa mocher b'shivya. No, it's saying that if it is not yet at ona'a levels, then you can sell it at face value. You don't have to sell it at current value, but at face value. Meis we have a kasha. Ad kama tipoches v'irasha lekaima. How deteriorated must it be, and you can still hold on to it? Besela ad shekel, when it comes to sela, until half of its value, a shekel, my love, depachos porta puta. So we see it, meaning if it's sort of deteriorating over time, you can continue to hold on to it until it gets to half its value. So it's a kasha and Ravunu who says that you'd have to destroy it even when it is still retains more than half of its value. Lo, denofil lenura ve'avchus b'chad zimna. No, it's talking about where it fell in a fire and became half of its value immediately. And at that point, we're saying that you have to get rid of it immediately. But Rav Huna would say even if it goes little by little, even if it's more than half of its value, you would still have to get rid of it, I guess, once it's past the threshold of ona'a. Yeah, sorry, this is like super technical and unclear what's more and what's less of what. We said that if it becomes, I think, more deteriorated than like, meaning, oh God, this is so confusing, what's more and what's less. Like, it's more deteriorated, so it's less than its value. So it's not more than its value, it's less than its value, but it's more deteriorated. More deteriorated is less its value. Less deteriorated is more of its value. Whatever. So I guess when it gets like super deteriorated, you just gotta like put a hole in it and then use it, you put it around your son or your daughter's neck. We have a contradiction. So if you should not use it as a weight for your weights. And don't throw it among your grutoses, broken vessels, I guess. And don't put a hole in it and tie it around your son or your daughter's neck. Ella, oh yishchok, grind it up. Oh yitoch, do some other destructive thing to it. Oh yikots, or do some other and destroy it. Oh yolokli amamelech, oh take it to the Dead Sea. That's always a good thing to do. Amar blaz is a blaz of amila refuno. Amar blaz lokasha kam bemtza kam minatzav. It depends how you're puncturing it. If you're puncturing it, you know, right in the middle, so that's mamash a puncture. That's gevaldik. But if you're going to puncture from the side, so then you're better off taking it to the Dead Sea or whatever. Arbosai! Mutul achzer b'krochim ad she'yar l'shulchani b'kforim ad ayv shabosu. So we said that in the cities, so to return a coin, you only have the amount of time, a window to like get to a money changer to check out the coin. In the villages, you have until Erev Shabbos. Ma'ishno b'sela d'maflig. How come when it comes to a coin, we distinguish between if you're in a city or if you're in a village, and yet when it came to the talis, we just said the amount of time that it takes to get to a merchant or to a relative. It's only one window. It doesn't matter if you're in a city or in a village. So, you know what, in when we talked about the talis, the amount of time it takes to go to a merchant or to a relative, that's also talking about in a city. But in a village, it would be a different window. What would that window be? I guess it would be longer. Okay. Erev Shabbos makes sense for coins, because then you're going to spend the coins. What would be the alternative, the alternate window for a talis? I don't know, but longer, I guess. Tanan, where am I? No, so now I'm a season, but talis b'krochin tanan. Rava, Omer says, Rava, talis kol inish kimle begava. Sela kevin de lav kol inish kimle begava. El shulchoni, hilkoch b'krochin diikol shulchoni, ad shiyar el shulchoni b'kforim, dileko shulchoni ad ayvish abosus disak in the shuka. Look, knowing the value of a coin is more of a specialty than knowing the quality of a garment, right? People, it's more common for somebody to be able to tell you, you know, if you overpaid for a garment or something like that, than to know if you, than to know if your coin is exactly the right weight or how much, how off it is or whatever. So that's more of a specialty. Because it's a specialty, we have to make sure that they have access to the right people. Therefore, we say, look, if you're in a city, I know that you'll have access to the right people. If you're in a village, then not, then you wait till Friday. But there's no need for a distinction when it comes to talis, because people everywhere, you're going to be able to find somebody who can make that distinction for you. So again, Rava Omer says, Rava, talis kol inish kimle begava. When it comes to a garment, it's easier to find people who could tell you whether you're in a city or in a village. Sell up, when it comes to a coin, came to lav kol inish kimle begava. Since when it comes to a coin, not everybody's an expert. El shulchani, you have to go to an expert, you have to go to a money changer. Hilkoch bekrochim deika shulchani. So in a city where there are money changers available, so achayar el shulchani, so then the window is in the amount of time it takes to go to the local money changer. But in villages, the leka shulchani, where there is no money changer, ad arvish abos is the sak and the shuka. So then wait until Friday when you go to the market and go to use the coin and see if anybody gives you any trouble. And if the person who initially gave the coin recognized it, so then even a year later he would have to take it back. What are we talking about? Iba krochin. If we're talking about in a city, we said in a city we're talking about until it goes to the money, to the amount of time it takes to go to the money changer. If we're talking about a village, in villages, Ha'omart arav shabosus. We said until erev Shabbos. So what's this 12-month thing all of a sudden? Amiv chizda midas chesidus shanu kan. Chizda said if he's a chuthit, if he's a pious fellow, so then you know even he would accept it even a year later. But yachi ein masefa ein lo olav ela tyromis. But it says and all he you know and all the this guy can do is huff and puff, right? Meaning, you know, if the person can return the coin even 12 months later and he has to accept it and you know, all he could do is huff and puff. But if we're talking about a chassid, lo kabel kabel mine, v'lo taru mista'avele. If he's a chassid, then better, you know, it would be better for him just not to accept it in return and then just, and not huff and puff, not be burgers. Velo, where am I? So okay, ve'elo le ha'eich de kibla mine. Rather, it's talking about the ulavosu de makabla mine. Ah, exactly. Le ha'eich de kibla mine. Rather, it's talking about the person who returned it. Ulavosu de makabla mine taromas te'avile. But I don't understand if the person is successfully returning it. So what's there to be bragis about? So achi kamer ha acher. But if we're not talking about a chosid who's going to accept it, so afapisha ein mekable imenu. Even though this guy won't accept it after 12 months because he's not a chosid, so ein lo olav ela taromas. Still, the guy with is stuck with this coin, and look, he can huff and puff. He can be bragis, but you know, if the person who gave it to him is not a chosid, then you know he's not going to accept it from 12 months later. Chaver, that was the Nun Beis of Masechta Bava Metzia. I hope you enjoyed it. Peace out.